This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2021 Virgo Full Moon. The full moon takes place on February 27, 2021, at 12:17 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:17 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 8 degrees Virgo, 57 minutes, 8 degrees Pisces, 57 minutes. The energy and inclination to deal with recent events is coming from the Virgo full moon. It puts us all in a mode and mood to process, clean, sort, and organize. The full moon marks the first stage of dealing with the jolts and disruptions of last week's Saturn-Uranus square. The personal impact of it is dawning on us as opportunities are flowing from that as well, with the moon just off a trine and the sun just off a sextile to changemaker Uranus. No matter what you've been through lately, this moon is providing the time and space for acknowledging and expressing the emotional side of it. Histrionics aren't likely as understandable as those might be given what so many people have been enduring. Instead, watch for clarity about the feelings recent events have stirred, and watch those feelings lead to to-do lists and other practical responses. Virgo is one of the less emotional moons, in theory. It's adept at evaluating, analyzing, and looking for ways to improve, at organizing and minimizing chaos, and at drawing and maintaining boundaries. The Virgo approach can come across as critical and harsh. That tendency is getting some softening now, and even if fault-finding does manage to come through, it'll be put to good use. In fact, all of Virgo's traits are getting some softening. Gentleness, kindness, and creative inspiration are permeating the emotional cresting and harvesting occurring now. This moon has a "we're in this together" vibe, making it easy to step into someone else's shoes and show compassion and caring. You may feel another's pain and take concrete action to improve their situation. You may understand and forgive another person even as you draw or underscore a line of separation. You may even go easy on yourself. The strangely soothing qualities come from Venus's conjunction to the Pisces Sun. This is the sign of Venus's exaltation, where she encourages the highest expressions of love, from inspiring poetry, art, and devotion, to selflessness, to seeing the divine in the eyes of others. The full moon pits her willingness to connect, give, and forgive against Virgo's critical eye and bent for enforcing boundaries. The standoff tempers each end. Head for an extreme in one direction and see if you don't get a tug from the other. The happy medium that's possible is treating others with loving kindness without hurting yourself. Or, taken from the other direction, treating yourself with loving kindness by plugging energy leaks that are depleting or hurting you. They're not mutually exclusive. How to pull that off is on offer from Saturn's sextile to Chiron. The link invites taking command of what you can, recognizing where or that you can't go it alone, and stepping into healthy responsibility. Ideas and information are flowing like mad. Virgo's ruler, Mercury, is moving unimpeded again, a week off his recent retrograde. His trine to the North Node, this way to the future, is stirring conversations, exchange of data, and curiosity about, well, everything. All of that is ramping up, up, up as well, with Mercury heading for the expansive, optimistic influence of Jupiter. The flurry of thoughts and words factor into the emotional sifting and sorting. Useful questions abound. How did this happen? What can I do about this? How can I make this better? How can I help myself? How can I help others? What can I clean up? What can I cut out? The upshot, working on the systems and constructs that are coming into being. It's a process. For now, put heart and mind into it. There will be more to evaluate and work on as the year goes on. Learn more about what's happening in the skies in my talk about Saturn in Aquarius and guide to Uranus in Taurus. And if you're interested in moon rituals, help yourself to my course, Working with the Moon. Links are below. The talk and the guide are available at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, book a session with me, and listen to my weekly podcasts. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I post a lot of bonus content on Patreon.com, and I am extremely grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.